Cambridge IELTS 7 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 2. Test 3. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a student and a job advisor. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Is this, room number 26?
Yes, that's right.
So, is this the Student Job Centre?
It certainly is. How can I help you?
Well, actually, I'm looking for a job, a part-time job. Do you have anything available at the moment?
The student is looking for a part-time job, so part-time has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Is this, room number 26?
Yes, that's right.
So, is this the Student Job Centre?
It certainly is. How can I help you?
Well, actually, I'm looking for a job, a part-time job. Do you have anything available at the moment?
Yes. Are you a registered student? I'm afraid this service is only available to full-time students.
Yes, I am. I'm doing a degree in business studies. Here's my student card.
Which year are you in?
Well, I've been at uni for 4 years, but I'm in the third year because I took last year off.
Right. Well, let's just have a look at what positions are available at the moment. There's a job working at the reception desk at the sports centre for 3 evenings a week. That's Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays.
Oh, that sounds like fun, but unfortunately I have evening lectures, so that's not possible, I'm afraid. Is there anything during the day?
OK, that's no good then. What about cleaning? There's a position for a cleaner at the childcare centre.
Right.
But you'd need to be there at 6 a.m. Does that appeal?
6 o'clock in the morning? Ooh, that's far too early for me, I'm afraid. I'd never make it that early in the morning.
Well, there was a position going in the computer lab for 3 days a week that might be OK. Ah, here it is. No, it's in the library, not the lab. Clerical assistant required. I think it mostly involves putting the books back on the shelves. Oh, no, hang on. It's for Wednesday and Friday evenings again.
No, I can't manage that because of the lectures.
Okay, I'm getting the idea. Look, I'll just get a few details from you anyway, and then we can check through the list and see what comes up.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
We'll fill in the personal details on this application form first, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, what's your name again?
Anita Newman. That's N-E-W-M-A-N.
And your address, Anita?
I'm in one of the halls of residence for postgraduate students. You know, International House.
OK, that's easy. What's your room number there?
Room B569. B659. I always get that wrong. I haven't been living there very long.
Do you have any other skills? Typing, languages, that sort of thing?
Well, I speak some Japanese.
Right, I'll make a note of that. Now, let's see what else is available. What do you think of administrative work? There's a position for an office assistant at the English Language Centre.
That sounds interesting.
It's for 3 days a week, Monday, Friday and Saturday mornings. Interested?
I was hoping to have Saturdays free, but I need the work, so... Can you tell me what the job involves?
Yep, sure. It says here that you'll be required to deal with student inquiries and answer the phone.
I'm sure I can handle all that without a problem.
Great. Well, would you like me to arrange an interview for you? Say, Friday morning, around 10?
Can we make it a bit later? Unfortunately, I've got something to do at 10. Would that be okay?
Not a problem. How about 11:30? Hope it works out for you, Anita.
Me too. And thanks for all your help.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.